Okay, boys and girls, you want to come to the front? We'll talk about murder. If you're reading ahead in the 10 words, there's one coming up that you'll be nervous about. Yeah, grab a seat. Okay. Oh, hey, Captain America. That's cool. How's it going? Yeah. And we've got Lion King. I can't remember. Sienna, is that Lila or Stitch? Stitch. All right, Isla. Here comes Ronan. In there, Ronan? Yeah, good man. And Ilsa's brought Daddy as well. And here comes Hannah. And Georgia. You guys should jump in there if you want. Jump in this one here. Yeah, Hannah's got Barbie. Any logos, Georgia? No? Just a classic denim. Yeah, good stuff. Okay. Right, I wonder if this has ever happened to you. Have you ever been at school or maybe at home and somebody gets shouted at? Have you experienced this? Yeah? Okay. What was it, any of you getting shouted at? Finn? No, I don't believe it. There's no way. Not Finn. Finn's my guy. Not right, Finn? Yeah. It's embarrassing, isn't it? Yeah, if your parents or maybe your family's maybe different, but if your teacher has to really shout, everyone sort of goes quiet, don't they? And everyone kind of freaks out and thinks, oh my goodness, like what is going on? Yeah, it's a horrible feeling. I used to be a teacher and occasionally had to shout and I didn't like it because I'm a really nice guy. Yeah, but sometimes you got to raise your voice. Yeah, isn't that right, Sienna? Yeah, okay. What about this lady? Do you know who this lady is? Not yet. It says Super Nanny. Yeah. I can't remember. Is her name Jo? Is she Jo something? Yes. Listen, all the parents are nodding. They know who this is. Okay. Super Nanny. This was a TV show that was on, what, 90s, 2000s, somewhere in there. And she was brought in. You can sort of see with the umbrella picture, she's a bit like Mary Poppins, isn't she? Yeah. And she's got those glasses, and that look, you know when someone looks over their glasses at you? Yeah, what does that mean? Is that good or bad? Bad, bad, yeah. She'd be brought in as this super nanny to deal with children who were like this. Do those look like nice children? No. Have you ever done that? You ever thrown a tantrum? Someone has? Stamped your feet? I want it! Yeah, ever lie on the floor and scream?
Yeah, that's him right there.
You are just dobbing people in right now. Yeah? We've got Super Nanny and Super Grass. Yeah? Okay. Not very nice children. These children were really, really horrible. And they made a whole TV show about this. So they showed you this horrible family with these horrible children. And then Super Nanny rolled in and she would help them all be loving and well-behaved, and it was all good. And her favorite trick was, parents, what was the trick? The naughty step. Gordon, you said that with authority, you know? You heard of the naughty step? So when you were bad, when the children were bad, they were sent to the naughty steps. So there was a step on the stairs, and you had to sit there for 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Do you go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Now, hold on, where is this? In school?
No,
at home? Oh, that guys, that's strange. I mean, go to your room. Go to the naughty step. Go to the bathroom. So, in our house, that would be fine because you just bring your phone with you. Go to the bathroom. Yeah, okay. I know, it's not very hygienic. Yeah. Okay. What was I talking about? Naughty step. Okay. Do you know what was really interesting, actually? I was looking, I put in the word tantrum, or like, you know, sort of bad children, bad behaved children. And do you know what came up? It was mostly boys. It was pages of boys. I had to look really hard to find a girl. Yeah, I think that's true.
There's a girl.
I had to find a girl. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, it's not important. Here's our word today. God says, you shall not murder. Okay, anyone done a murder? Really?
Okay.
Anyone done a murder?
No.
No? What do you think that means, guys? Yeah, go ahead. So if you kill someone, another person. Yeah, probably means that. Anything else? Kidnapping, I think, is a little bit different, actually, but we'll come back to that. Tie them up and kill them? Okay. I think we might have to send you to the bathroom. Yeah, keep your eye on Stella. What else might it mean? What about if, like if a fly flew into church and I smacked it? Is that murder?
No.
Is that different?
That's different. It's called killing a bug.
So we're doing well, actually. So now we've got the word killing, and we think that's different, don't we? Yeah. Anyone having roast beef for dinner or chicken? You've had yours already. Who's having meat for dinner? Anyone having meat for dinner today? Yeah. Is that okay? Can we kill cows and chickens and things?
Yeah.
So that's different, isn't it? I know. When God says, do not murder, you shall not murder. He's talking about lots of things. It's probably killing a person. You were right. Yeah. We're not to think badly of each other. And we're not to do anything about that. Because God is not about death. God is all about life. Yeah? And when he gets together with his people, that's us, he's saying, listen, we're going to be together. I want to be the only God. I want you to make no images of me. I want you to take a special day and give that to me. And then he starts saying things like this, and don't murder. Let's be people who are all about life and not about death. I think what happens there is when we see people getting shouted at in school, it's really embarrassing, or someone's sent to the naughty step, like on Supernanny. Like, millions of people watch this program about naughty children, and I think we watch those things, and we think to ourselves the same thing, don't we? We think, I'm glad it's not me. Isn't that right? Or we think, I might be bad, but I'm not that bad. Yeah. So I think God wants us to be about life and positivity and to be the good people he wants us to be. And part of that is this strange idea of not murdering everyone. Everyone makes mistakes, yeah. Listen, we're going to come back to this idea in a little minute or two, okay? You can go back to your seats, I think. And we're going to sing together. Clap your hands. And we've got more actions. We're going to stand up. And we'll sing, clap your hands, stomp your feet. I want to hear clapping hands and stomping feet. All right. Okay, so you shall not murder, all right? It's about life and doing all of that. Here's another part of that. Somebody said, I think it was Ferris said, we all make mistakes. We all get angry, don't we? Yeah, who's ever been angry? Look at all these grown-ups putting your hands down. Get your hands up. Yeah, someone cuts you off in the car. Someone hasn't done the dishes again. The bed's not made, the room's not tidied, Abby, et cetera, et cetera. Angry. hard to be angry. Here's a really horrible verse, and it's connected to murder, because when Jesus talks about murder, he connects it to anger. He says, you've heard it said, you know, do not murder. And we all go, yep, no problem. Got it, Jesus. Haven't murdered anyone today. And he says, but also if you're angry, you've sinned. And we all go, well, okay, we've all been angry. We all make mistakes. Much later on, Paul says this to the church, in your anger, do not sin. Now, anybody know how to do that? No, thank you. Me neither. Really hard verse. In your anger, do not sin. Let me tell you what I think that means. Have you heard of the counting to 10 thing? Yeah, if you get angry or frustrated, if your blood's boiling, you're furious, what's the advice? Count to 10 and everything calms down. Yeah, that's maybe some good advice. What I think Paul is saying here is like that. But he doesn't want us to count to 10. He wants us to talk to God. So when we're feeling angry, when something angers us, we don't count to 10. We count on God. We can pray about our anger. You know, there's a story that this reminded me of. A son in a family. Dad's a minister. It's not a true story. Dad's a minister. And this son decides he wants to go to a party that his friends are having. And he's been told, don't go to that party. Yeah, there's all kinds of bad stuff going on. You don't want to go there. But he's so curious that he sneaks off, he tells a lie, and he goes to the party anyway. Well, he gets found out. Something happens, and he has to call home and get picked up. And of course, he's not where he's supposed to be. He's at this party. And his dad, who's the minister of the local church, he's furious. He can't believe his son has lied to him like this, that he's done something so stupid. He is raging. He is so cross. And his wife has to say to him, I think you should pray about this. To which he says, well, I'm not praying for him. You know, he's made his bed. He's made this mistake. I don't feel like praying for him right now. I'm not going to do it. And his wife says, no, I don't want you to pray for him. I want you to pray for yourself. In your anger, do not sin. And he knew it was right, and he prayed for himself, and he calmed down, he gave that anger to God, and he was able to make up with his son and learn a lesson. So it's not that anger is bad, guys. There are things that we should be angry about. There are bad things in the world that should make us angry, that make God angry. But we're to give that anger and everything else to God, and we pray about that. Why don't we do that? Why don't we just pray for a second about ourselves? Father, we hear these words, and we don't like them. We know what anger is. We also know that it's kind of a good feeling to be angry. We feel like we're right, and everyone else is wrong. But of course, Father, when we come to you, when we sit before you, we're wrong, and you're right. So we pray that even this week, the things that we don't know about that might make us angry, we pray that today would be a reminder to bring those things to you. Father, you know our emotions. You know exactly who we are and where we are and how we're feeling. And so we can tell you anything. What a gift and what a way through our anger. Father, we're of course very glad that you're no longer angry with us. Because of Jesus, and of course, that's why we pray in his name. Amen.